This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Hurricane Melissa makes landfall in Cuba as Jamaica warned of more catastrophic flooding. Minister Kirk Humphrey announces new social services body amid domestic violence concerns. Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport welcomes government's traffic initiative but calls for key adjustments. And 11 educators recognized with the Barbados Union of Teachers Top Tier Award. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Hurricane Melissa crossed Jamaica as the strongest storm to ever hit the Caribbean nation in history. And Prime Minister of Jamaica, Andrew Holness, has declared the island as a disaster area. Prime Minister Holness says there are reports of extensive damage to homes, hospitals, and schools in southwestern Jamaica.
The corridor of damage is significant. We have lost hospitals. Certainly, our road infrastructure would have been damaged, which would include bridges, gullies, and waterways. The housing infrastructure would have been severely impacted in the corridor that the hurricane traveled. The hurricane hit the southwestern end of the island and crossed the island going northwards. Behind it is a trail of destruction. When you're hit by a Category 5 hurricane, it's highly unlikely that you will be able to have communications uninterrupted. So in some parts of the island, communication is down. What I'm giving you would be the summary of reports to date. To this point, we're getting assessment through our National Emergency Operation Committee. But the picture right now suggests that damage within the corridor of impact is significant.
Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Meanwhile, Melissa has made landfall in Cuba, resulting in severe flooding in Cuba's second largest city, Santiago de Cuba. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey announced the ministry's creation of an institution forming from an amalgamation of various existing social services agencies. Speaking at the Regional Symposium on Domestic Violence yesterday at the Hilton Barbados Resort, Mr. Humphrey also said that domestic violence has become a national emergency and must be tackled from its roots within the family.
Domestic violence is really not a private conversation. I think now we're at the point where this is a national emergency and has to be treated as a national emergency. We are serious, I think, about building strong families, and we must be, because if we cater to the core of the problem, then we address its manifestations in various ways. We are starting an institution which is an amalgamation of various entities, the Child Care Board, the National Assistance Board, Disabilities Unit, the Welfare Department. We call it now the Social Empowerment Agency. Originally, we were going to call it the Department of Family Services. When we started speaking to persons who were in the system, they all said that they feel betrayed by their families. Why are you calling this thing family services? The source of my greatest hurt is my family. So it tells me that we have to build families as part of our core work.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael, says the new traffic management initiative could create challenges for operators and commuters if not carefully managed. His comments come following Prime Minister Mia Motley's recent announcement that from November 1st, a trial program aimed at reducing traffic congestion will be implemented. Mr. Raphael said while the initiative is welcomed, careful planning will be needed to avoid unintended consequences. He suggested that some roads currently designated no entry during peak hours could be reconsidered to allow alternate access and reduce traffic backups.
Right now, we are already having a number of complaints on residents where some of the operator goes through some of the adjoining roads to allow them to get into Bershon quickly, because for us, as public service operators, time is money. There are some roads that government will have to release. For example, there are some roads that you can't enter between hours of 7:30 and 10 o'clock. I think the government will have to remove those no entry signs to allow persons now to use similar access. But the initiative is welcome, but I foresee some difficulties there.
Mr. Raphael says there are specific areas that could be adjusted and made other recommendations that could be considered to help reduce traffic congestion across the island.
There are always suggestions on the table. We did make a suggestion that government can look to have some roads. For example, the Waterford Road could be turned into a three-lane road as they approach the Columbia Junction. And it could also do that too away from Bridgetown. That could also assist. I believe having police officers into certain intersection could also assist on temporary stoplights, could also assist in managing traffic. Also, I think the government can seriously consider having the Parker Rides. Parker Rides, a water taxi, will help alleviate a lot of the areas where people need to get into Bridgetown and get into Bridgetown immediately. There are ways in which we as a public service vehicle operators will welcome other discussions as related to that.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. Coordinator of the Village Builders Program, Dr. Patricia Stoll, says the growing concern about deviant behavior among young people has underscored the need for more structured community intervention. Speaking during the official launch of the Village Builders Program at the St. Michael School last evening, Dr. Stoll stressed that the initiative is not just about discussion, but about action.
Everybody is talking about the direction in which the youth are going. It is our hope that those persons who are trained will go back to their communities and work with existing groups so that they will help them to build those positive skills that we want. Self-esteem, positive self-concept, social and emotional learning, positive values. So we want to equip these volunteers with the strategies that they can use to go back to their communities and raise some children. These behaviors didn't start when they were 15 or 16 or 20. They started when they were young in the home. They were not addressed. Many of them came into school already entrenched in those behaviors, and it was difficult for teachers. And so I think that this program has the capacity to attack the problem at its root.
Coordinator of the Village Builders Program, Dr. Patricia Saul. The training program is currently being conducted at 7 centres across the island with over 170 people enrolled. Minister of Training and Tertiary Education, Sandra Husband, said the initiative is helping to create a network of responsible adults who can help restore values and discipline among the nation's youth.
The children have changed. What they need is stimulating engagement, and that means that you have to learn new techniques for how you are going to communicate and engage them. We need to make sure that community workers, Sunday school teachers, have these types of skills that they can use them to create important programs that can effectively hold the attention and the imagination of our children. If we can create a critical mass that can begin to work in the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, in the church communities, and coaching in cricket and football, the community can be busy every evening with activities that our children are learning something, being supported and being guided, and not left to run about wild on the street to be socialized by somebody under a tree.
Minister of Training and Tertiary Education, Sandra Husbands. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, awarded 11 primary and secondary teachers and ministry officials with top-tier awards yesterday. The top tier represents a teacher who inspires, encourages, and respects his or her students and colleagues. Speaking at the Ministry of Educational Transformation before embarking on the island-wide surprise delivery of awards, Barbados Union of Teachers Public Relations Officer Cherise Rock announced the winners and explained why they were chosen.
This year's awardees are Bradley Murray, Les Savon, Ulrich Batson, Hilda Skeen Primary, Hugh Griffith, Ignatius Boyer, Shamel Edwards, attached to the Ministry of Education, Sonia Wickham, St. Luke's Brighton, Fabian Messiah, St. Leonard's Boys, Erica Leacock, The Lord's School, Natasha Agard, St. Lucie's Primary, Brenda Chapman, Edwards Drake's Gordon Greenwich Primary, Joanne Derek Harris, Derek Smith School and Vocational Center, and the President's Choice, Jeffrey Odell, also at St. Leonard's Boys. The union thought that this award was fitting, and this is our third year doing it, is for their hard work and their dedication.
Public Relations Officer of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Cherise Rock, recapping the headlines. Hurricane Melissa makes landfall in Cuba as Jamaica warned of more flooding. Minister Kirk Humphrey announces new social services body amid domestic violence concerns. Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport welcomes government's traffic initiative but calls for key adjustments. And 11 education officials recognized with the Barbados Union of Teachers Top Tier Award. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.